Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, and welcome to this, what I like to call, debut CD release Restoration Saturday to you. I am your host, Miss Ricky R. Jones, and as always, I want to welcome you to Hand and Footprint. What is your legacy? I truly, truly appreciate you guys being on. I want to thank each and every one of you for the constant support of both of my shows, Hand and Footprints, right here, and 15 Minute Conundrum, which is on Wednesday nights. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for your support. For those of you who this is your first time tuning in to Hand and Footprints, I truly appreciate you being on with me. You could have been anywhere, like I always say, but you chose to spend the next, you know, around about 60 minutes with me, and I tell you, you won't be disappointed. You truly, truly are going to appreciate it. It's a beautiful Saturday, and I'm telling you, it is the perfect day for listening to some good music and good spoken word. It's nothing like really the excitement of someone who has put their heart, soul, mind, body, everything into a piece of work, and everyone gets a chance to listen. And today, I'm telling you guys, those of you who are listening online and those of you who are listening via the phone, you're going to get a real, real treat. And I'm so glad that you're here. Now, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. So those of you who are online, you know that you can send a message via either, if you're friends with me on Facebook, through Ricky Jones, or you can send a message via the Hand and Footprints page, which is also on Facebook. Those of you who have called in, make sure that you, if you want to speak to this great artist, the number is 347. Tell your mama, tell your sister, tell your uncle, tell your cousin, tell everybody to call on in. 347-826-9723. Press the number 1, because I know you're going to want to listen and you're going to want to have some questions. So, you know, make sure that you're pressing the number 1. And when I pull you off of mute and bring you on, don't get shy. Come on in and join the conversation. And, oh, wow, we are popping with people calling in already. All right, all right, I see you, I see you. Let me get through it, let me get through it. All right, so, like I said, today is just absolutely fantastic. It is great. It's just a great time to really enjoy the music, really enjoy the labor of love that people put into their work. And Toni Austin, or I like to call her, and all of us will call her, Toni Love. But Toni really has brought something different and exciting to the table. She really, and when you guys listen to it, she really has given her all in all into it. So let me tell you a little bit about her now that we've done our house cleaning. So she's a gifted poet and writer, born and raised in West Philadelphia. Hey! Her love affair with words began in third grade, and she has been influenced with moments inspired by the works of phenomenal artists. While she was attending Columbia University, she was a student of Amira Baraka, and she performed in For Color Girls as the Lady in Orange. She's her work was published in Columbia's literary magazine and was highly influenced by both artists. Toni Love has been blessed to have shared the stage with her idol. And how often do we get a chance to say that? Poet laureate Sonia Sanchez, Grammy-nominated Ursula Rucker as a spotlight artist. She's performed in several Sweet Franchon, Peace, Love, and Poetry shows at the World Cafe right here in Philadelphia, Warm Daddies, and she's also performed in the World Cafe Live in Delaware. She's gained recognition as an inspired, absolutely talented artist, and a big supporter of the arts, definitely a big supporter of the arts. She's been at The Harvest, The Collective, and her other performances. If you haven't seen her performance, oh, my gosh. I mean, it is something truly, and I'm not just saying that because she's a guest. I'm really saying that because her work really speaks her. You know, a lot of people, myself included, we get into what we think that is our talent, but there's a difference between being talented and then taking your talents and really shining, and it really, it comes. Some people, their talent just oozes out of them, and Toni is just like no other. And her new CD, brand new, spanking brand new, and we have it right here. Not the whole CD, because we're not going to, you know, you all not going to get off like that. But her CD restoration, we're going to give you a little bit of snippets right here. And if you're tuning in, make sure you stay in through the whole show, because you never know what you might get, a little surprise. So before I bring Tony out, Miss Love, I definitely want you guys to feel what you're in store for.
To be here. Thank you for asking me to come on your show, and just, you know, hearing that track is just, it's unreal. This is happening.
It doesn't even feel real. You still pinching yourself?
Yeah, when I got the box of CDs, it was like, how did this happen? You know, I went in the studio, you know, like 5 months ago, I went in the studio, and here we are. So thank you for bringing this to your public and to your listeners, and I'm just excited to be on the show today.
Well, I'm glad to hear. Well, first of all, guys, let me tell you, Ms. Tony Love here has been a constant supporter of Hannah Footprints and the 15-Minute Conundrum, and she's always calling in, and I thought it not robbery at all to bring, when I saw that she had her CD coming out, I was like, please, we definitely need to get her on. And she was like, oh, my goodness, thank you, thank you. And that's what I love. That's what I love about it. I mean, five months ago, and this is what you put out, and it's absolutely wonderful. So before we even get started on how you got in, because we had a great, we have a guest, not a guest, but we have one of our listeners tune in, and as soon as we told them to press the number one, they had pressed the number one even before we started playing the music. So I didn't want to keep them on hold any longer, so I do want to let them know. Now, let you know, 215-92, you know the rest of your number. I'm getting ready to take you off of mute, so when you're ready. Good morning. Thank
good
you for
morning.
Hey there.
Hi, is this Miss Ricky?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello, and this my name is Clayton Corley, a.k.a. Big Trigger, and this is my first time tuning into your program.
Good morning, Big Trigger.
Thank you so very much. Good morning.
And so far, I'm enjoying it, and I know that I'll be back because I just like the way your voice sounds anyway.
Thank you so very much.
And also, I'd like to just, you know, I host and produce a program called Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry.
Yeah.
And I'm so blessed and fortunate to be able to feature at a later time the young lady that you have with you this morning.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Now, you know we're going to
Tony
have to
Love.
Talk off the air.
I just met Tony Love recently. And, you know, through a mutual friend of ours and got a chance to listen to her artistry. And believe you me, she is just a one-of-a-kind artist. And I'm just thrilled to be able to feature her and thrilled to listen to her on your program this morning.
Well, I thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
I guess Clay got his check in the mail.
Well, you know, it's and Ricky, you know this. I'm quite sure because of your program that it's so important that we support each other in general, but support the arts in particular. If we don't, we'll lose it because we have such a deep history in the arts. As a culture. So, you know, we have to support one another, and that's why I wanted to call in and support you on your program and support Tony Love. And I'm going to sit back and just listen to your entire program. And, Tony, I wish you the best in all of your endeavors because, look, you're getting started, and it's going to be a long, long, wonderful road for you. And I just want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that blessing and for calling in. And I have it posted all on my page. I'm going to be on Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry from August 16th to August 29th. So you can log in and listen to our conversation. It was a lot of fun doing that interview as well. And he will have some poetry, some from my CD and some that you've never heard as well. So it's going to be exciting. That's starting tomorrow.
But and he brings up a good point, and it's such a good segue into becoming Tony Love. And in your bio, you said that, hey, you've known since the third grade that you were in love with words. And that speaks to so many of us because at some point in time we fall in love with something, something that we enjoy doing. I'll tell people in a heartbeat, I am not a poet. No, I do know it. I wasn't one for picking up. You know, my mother exposed me to things. She exposed me to the art. She exposed me. I can't draw to save your life. I can't. No, really. Like, you know, I wasn't the put together. You know, there's some people who are art inclined and all of that. I knew that wasn't my thing. But the first time that I took to a lectern, and I did public speaking, and I was fascinated and enthralled and kind of like, oh, they are hanging on to my every word. I knew that was my thing that gave me the most joy. So in third grade, you fell in love with words. And so how was that to develop into, how did all of that develop into Tony Love?
Wow. Well, third grade was many moons ago. But it's funny that as a third grader, I was kind of an introvert, and I think we did, you know, it was just a classroom assignment to write this poem, and my teacher was blown away by how I caught on to using metaphors. I can still remember the poem to this day, which is funny. But and I thought, wow, people actually want to hear what I have to say. And I think from then on, I just started writing. My mother always kept a journal, so I always kept a journal, always wrote something. And from then on, I really didn't start to learn about poets in depth until high school, and I was given the opportunity to experience poetry, learn about poetry in its different forms, and meet with, you know, I went to an all-girls school, so they were, my teachers were female, and they helped me get in touch with how I felt as a young woman and being okay with expressing that. And but, you know, I always loved to, I was, you know, one of those in the basement listening to Tina Marie and just all, you know, all the R&B artists, not because of the music, but because of the lyrics. Like, I fell in love with different artists because of the lyrics that touched me, and it just inspired me, and it still inspires me. Music still inspires me to write poetry.
And definitely, because it is something about the words. And just when we had a chance to sit, and I got a chance to, I was blessed that you sent me the couple of the samples of what you have and what we're going to play, the clips that we're going to play. And it's, you're so right, because those of us who are in our, I say everybody past 37 and up, we grew up in a time musically, you know, most of our parents are probably in their 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s. So they, and in the household on a Saturday morning when you were cleaning, you heard music, all kinds of music. Whether it's, you know, I mean, I know with my grandparents, from my grandfather, I heard jazz. So I got, you know, Billie Holiday, and I got Thelonious Monk and all of that. With my mother, Sunday nights, you know, I would walk through the house, and I would hate going to the living room. I really would, because that's when she had the stereo. Remember those stereos that were encased in the wood? Yeah, it looked like a big old piece of furniture.
All right,
and she would
grab
me up because she was listening to the oldies, and she would try to show me how to dance. And I'm like, oh,
right.
Like, listen, I don't want to know how to bop and cha-cha. I don't care about none of that stuff. But as you get older, you see, it's like, wow. And you know, you have your own children, and you do your own thing. And you see, it's like, wow, we really need music. Like, my son and I, 10 years, he's 10 years old going on 90. And we have this whole, yeah, we have this whole argument of when his music comes on the radio. I'm not going to say what genre, I'm just going to say his music that comes on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say to me, and I'm like, what is this? Oh, Mom. You got to give it a chance. I'm trying to give it a chance. First of all, I don't understand. I mean, I understand what they're saying. I do understand what they're saying, but my whole point is, like, why? And not to knock it, because everybody wants to make the hustle and do their thing, but, like, why? And so we have this whole debate. Well, he said, well, Mom, your stuff is old. Yeah, but it had a purpose. It had a, you can understand the lyrics. You can get the message. I'm like, what's the message? Because I think what's going to be your Flashback Friday that you listen to. Like last night, as I was getting ready for the show, I threw on some flashbacks, and I wanted to put on Boy George and a couple other things and Culture Club. And I was like, oh my gosh, I remember when.
Mm-hmm.
But as an artist, you know, you're developing, you know your passion and your love. And from what I understand, a lot of artists, it takes a lot for you guys to put it out there for people to listen to it or to view it to whatever, because really it's almost like you're exposing your true self to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true. And I am just a very passionate, I feel deeply. So I feel love deeply. I feel heartbreak deeply. I just, I feel for other people deeply. And so when I write, it's really exposing my heart to strangers. And for a long time, I wrote on a blog and never publicized it. Or I have tons of poetry that I never put in a book, or, you know, I was afraid to really expose my heart to people that I didn't know for a long time. And it wasn't until college when I had my very first heartbreak. It was goody goody up until college. Fell in love with this, you know, tall, light and handsome, you know, basketball player. And it was,
and I bet he had pretty eyes too, didn't he?
He had nice eyes. Yeah, he had nice eyes. But he exposed me to jazz. He, at the age of not even 20, played jazz all the time. And I heard jazz before that, but he was really into it. It was the first time I really knew about the artists and what, you know, songs they played, albums. I mean, he played it all the time. So that attracted me to him. But anyway, I walked into a party, and he told me he was going out of town, and I walked into a party on campus and saw him up against the wall with some other chick. And I, you know, all my friends are like, you should say something to him. And I walked over behind the girl so that he could see that I saw what he was doing. And then I walked away and I wrote a poem. And it was called Thank You Note. And when I remember reading it at some Black student organization event, and the whole entire room stood up and just gave me a standing ovation. You know, half the people knew who I was talking about, and the other half, you know, as young girls developing into women, you know, like they all connected with that feeling of your first heartbreak. And that's the first time I thought maybe other people really, you know, I have something that other people need to hear. And it really encouraged me to keep writing. But it's, you know, that was, I exposed myself out of just anger. You know, like I didn't care who heard and what, you know, whether it got back to him. Of course it got back to him. But that was the first time I really exposed myself and got an instant reaction, and made me think that I really had something to say and people needed to hear it. And that's,
We thank you. We thank you, Mr. Who Broke Your Heart. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you so much.
Yes. That was my thank you note to him. Thank you. And that's where the name Tony came from. High school, actually, a friend of mine started calling me Tony as a, you know, from Tanita, which is my middle name. And since I wrote a lot of love poems, people, you know, other people start calling me the love poet. So I just kind of put the two together and got my stage name, Tony Love.
Okay. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, we are on with the phenomenal and sensational Miss Tony Love, who is, has blessed us with a couple of tracks off of her debut CD entitled Restoration. Now, that's okay if you miss the first track. It's all right. It's totally all right, because she's going to tell you later how you can get a copy of your own CD. But for now, we're going to take this next caller, and then we're going to go into our next track so that you can feel the love. Is that all right with you, Tony?
Okay. I'm ready.
Good morning. Welcome to Hannah Footprints. How are you?
Well, first of all, howdy to you. I'm so happy to hear your show today. Hello, Tony Love. You know who I am. I'm not going to go there, Ricky, because I don't need to self-promote myself. But I'm so glad to hear a show about the arts. It's very, very important. We need to do a better job in school just raise more money. People who are artists need to get back to what got them to where they are. Music and poetry. You know, we have a show on our network called A Dash of Poetry. And each week we bring on people who love to do that art. So, you know, and that's something that I really want to have on our network. And it's been phenomenal. Matter of fact, the last time we did that show, we broke our own network record of listeners. So you got to have a dream. You got to have substance. You have to have a purpose as well, and you have to have dollars. And that's a lot of times people don't understand. You know, for us to go to the next level, we got to have dollars to be able to maybe have community centers be able to help people who have, you know, who are poets, help people who love to draw. You know what I'm saying? Set them up to where if they want to be an architect, they can do that. If they just want to be a graphic designer, they can do that. And, you know, different foundations like Carnegie and the Ford Foundation have helped out tremendously. But what's happened is that money is starting to dry up. So I know Tony, I know you're in firm agreement with me. I know Ricky is always in agreement. We just need to do a better job centralizing those type of funds for our children. It's about the children. If we can get them on the right road, then when they're adults, they'll do the same thing to the next batch of children that come up through the ranks. And we call a free willing, free giving society. That's all I have to say. I'm that one. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Always one of our, now I'm going to say one of our biggest supporters. Truly, truly our biggest supporter. I always tell people if it wasn't for that voice, you guys wouldn't get this voice. Eventually you would have gotten it, but, you know, just like Tony, how you said your one brought you to this point in time and everything else. And he makes a good and valid point, you know. A lot of times we're taught, we especially in our community, you know, we raise our kids, get a job. And we kind of, it's a shame that we kind of sort of stifle their creativity. Those of us who are a little bit, you know, those of us who are in the generation now, like we're raising our kids and our grandkids, now we see the importance of not stifling the information. You know, I remember as a kid, I loved my Barbie doll. You know, being an only child, I had nobody entertain me but me. So,
right.
You know, I remember going to the supermarket, not the supermarkets, going to the, what are they called, the department stores, and I would enjoy watching the mannequins. I know people are going to be like, oh, my God, Ricky, what's the matter with you? No, but I would enjoy the mannequins, and I would have conversation with the mannequins, and, oh, my God, my grandmother would have a royal fit every weekend. At the end of the weekend, I would come home. She'd tell my mother, girl, you need to go get her some help. Sitting there talking. But that was a part of my imagination. You know, that was just all a part of the imagination. And who knew? And the way I look at it now, it's like, all right, well, that was my development of the interviewing, you know. Because I would ask the mannequin, so how do you feel them dressing you and undressing you? How do you feel when they have you standing? Does it bother you to stand here all day long, people watching you, and they change you with the season? All that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, my grandmother would have a royal, when I tell you a royal fit, she would have a royal fit. But now, like, I look at my son and I look at kids, and like you always say, there's no such thing as a box. You know, not only do we need to teach our kids the regular 1, 2, 3s and ABCs, but, yeah, foster your imagination. Love, have a love for the words. Have a love for the instrument. Because all of it, they don't have to be separate. I don't know why they're separated. I don't know why people think you can't have one without the other. But I think if, and I know that you kind of promote this, you can have it all. You can have the book knowledge and you can have your art. They're not two separate things. They're all part of, just like your arms, all a part of your body, right?
Yeah. I mean, I go out and try to support the arts as much as I can because I know, you know, as a person parenting solo, I don't like to use the term single parent because I don't want to be single all my life, really. I, you know, it's a lot for me to get out. I come home Friday night, I'm exhausted. I've been to work, I've done whatever promotions I need to do, I've taken care of the kids, and then I have to pay somebody by the hour to stay home with my children so I can go out and pay to get into a venue to support another artist. So when I come out, you know, when I come out, it really means that I really, you know, I'm inspired by the person, or I just want to support you know, new up-and-coming artists or whatever. So I don't get out as often as I like to, but I do definitely try to get out and support. And I think, you know, as the gentleman said, yes, we definitely need money in the arts, but until then, we can start encouraging that in our own children, and it's free. It can be, you know, my kids will go outside, and after it rains, I'll give them, you know, rain boots and let them play in the mud or a big, huge piece of construction paper or, you know, and they create stuff just with things that are free outside, you know, chalk, colored chalk that costs a dollar. It's amazing what you can do with colored chalk after you let it out in the rain overnight and give them a piece of paper. You know, so we're so busy trying to keep our kids busy that they don't have time to just sit and be.
And be kids, yeah.
And be who they are. You know, my son is completely math, science, type A. He's amazing at pottery. You know, he'd rather be doing science, but when he puts his hands in some clay, it's amazing what he can create. You know, it just blows me away. And I, you know, it's his choice. Yeah, I'd love for him to be an engineer, but if he's ends up, you know, creating pottery the rest of his life, that's fine. My daughter is completely opposite. She has a great ear for music. She plays the guitar, the piano. She reads sheet music. She's only 8. And so, yeah, a lot of times she's singing in the car. She's singing everywhere we go because she hears music in her head. She has to, like, if she sits down to read a book, she needs to have earphones on and music in her ears. And she can tell you exactly what she read. It blows me away because I could not do that. I wouldn't know what... I wouldn't know what was going on in the book if I was listening to a song, you know. But a lot of times we don't allow our children to just be them instead of what we expect them to be. And it's not always looking right or, you know, a lot of things you may do in public. People think, well, why would you let your kids run around in a puddle? You know, we see puddles, we stop the car, we jump out. I keep an extra pair of shoes in the back of my car, just, you know, just for that. But that, it just frees them up to be kids, and then they can be who they were put here to be. So I think,
exactly,
you know, it's important for us to stay in touch with and listen to them and just let them lead us to who they're supposed to be, artists or not.
Yeah, we have a couple of questions coming in from Facebook. But before we get into the question, I'd like to play the next track because something that you said earlier about putting your all into it, and that's what we do. We put our all into our children. We put our all into our whatever our craft is, and the love of it is just deep. And it's just this next track, if you haven't, guys, if you haven't guessed, it's called Deep. And it really
– That was a good segue. That was good.
You like that? I try to do my best. But if you got, when you're listening to it, I mean, of course, you know, you get the gist of it. But one of the things that spoke to me about it is not even just the situation that you're discussing, but it's also about the love that we have, period, for ourselves in everything that we do, and just how intricate and beyond the surface it is. So I'm going to stop running my mouth, and I'm just going to let it play.
Never thought I could feel this way. Laying next to you, thinking of how we'll start the day. Feeling your arms falling gently around my waist. Pulling me closer as the depths of our souls embrace. Trying not to wake you as I softly kiss your face. Yearning for your lips and hands to once again take me to a higher place. How did I let you get so deep, so deep? Are you putting something in my water while I sleep? Or is it the the electric you inject when you press play, pause, and then repeat. I close my eyes and trust you as you sink further into me. My heart cries so joyously for the genuine love that you lay at my feet, pushing tears out that it no longer wants to keep so deep. Is this what it feels like to be in love? Rising up the soulmate sent to you from above? Can't wait for you to awaken so I can explode honey-filled rainbows for the deep inside of my soul. So erotic the words you use to describe your love for me. They replay in my head and I'm so aroused I can't even sleep.
CD, mixed it, mastered it, arranged the music, and I intentionally wanted to have a guitar on this piece, so that's why you hear him do his thing as well.
Listen, the guitars are sexy. They really are sexy, and they just, you know, a lot of people think, oh, the trumpet, and all the instruments are great. But it's something about putting words to that at guitar. It's like, ooh, hello. Really. Those of you who are tuning in, welcome to Hannah Footprints. I am on with the great Tony Love, and we are, I'm telling you, you tuned into a treat because you want to talk about an awesome CD. It's called Restoration, and in a few minutes she'll tell you guys how you can purchase your copy and where she will be performing and all the other great stuff that she'll be doing with this CD. But one of the questions that we have from Facebook, definitely love our Facebook fans. So it said, I do poetry and I also play instrument, but I'm finding it difficult to, you know, get my words to match the music. And I guess the question is, when you're sitting down and you're composing your piece, do you naturally hear the music or do you have someone kind of add the music to it?
That's a good question. When I am writing, sometimes I write and just write, and sometimes I hear music and the music inspires me to write. So it varies. If I'm I try to keep, I think it was Jill Scott that I heard say, just keep a notebook with you at all times if you're a writer, because I can be somewhere and hear some beautiful music and it and the words just flow. So sometimes I hear the music and the words just flow, and sometimes I write the poem and I let somebody else put the music to it. I'm not a musician at all. So I don't know how that is to be able to create the music as well, but I do have a piece that I did that's on the CD titled Finally Over, and I was going to perform it at the Collective, just a cappella, and a good friend of mine, a PLP family, Bruce Mustafa, hit me up and was like, you know, can we come out, we meaning Lamont the villain, who is bad, you know, Wet on the guitar and Omar Sharif, a percussionist, they wanted to come and support me. And when I wrote the poem, I was in the mindset of thinking of Trinidad, Tobago, you know, the islands. And so I conveyed that to him. I said, well, you know, do you know, and I know he has a reggae band, so I said, do you know a song that might be smooth, that with a little reggae flavor, that's kind of romantic? And he told me about this Stephen Marley tune. And we just kind of put together, when I heard it, it was perfect, and it just kind of came together. So I think it works both ways for me. If that answers the question.
Yes, it does. No, and yes, it does.
Okay.
We have another question from Facebook. I tell you, our Facebook fans love us to death. Thank you so much for
shooting your... We love you.
The question was, and this is a good question because it was the question that I... And were you trying to take my job here? I see you. the same question that I was going to ask is how did you get to here where you're releasing the CD? Because our writer is saying, I have a book, I have books and books and books and books, loads of poetry, and I've always wanted to put them to, you know, put them to a soundtrack or put them to a CD. So they're asking, how is it that you got to this point to create the CD?
Whew, by God. It still amazes me how I got to this point, to tell you the truth. I started out 3 years ago getting back into going out on the scene. I told a good friend of mine, Janet, that, you know, I was going to put on a wig and sunglasses and go, you know, read a poem and see if anybody liked it. Because I was still, you know, after all these years of writing and, you know, meeting, you know, Sonia Sanchez and taking classes from Mary Baraka, you know, the things happen in life to just erode their confidence. So anyway, she, you know, we went out to, I think it was Sweet Fran Shaw's birthday party, and she recited some poetry, and, you know, Janet was like, you can do that. So I did it. You know, I went to, I wrote a poem, posted on Facebook. Ken Pendergardner had the Phyllis Hyman tribute, and she invited me to open up for her song, her, when she did the song Meet Me on the Moon, and that poem is on the CD as well. And I, you know, I was shaking so bad that I had to hold the microphone with two hands, and I could feel my face muscles quivering. I was so nervous. I thought I was going to run off the stage, and she had never seen me perform and just believed in just the words to let me open up for her. So that happened, and then I came off the stage and somebody else said, well, you should go do the harvest. And I'm thinking, are these people crazy? Did they just see me up on stage looking like I'm about to pass out from reading off the paper, you know, paper shaking? And so I did the harvest. So I kept going, and I heard different people say, well, you know, there's this, you know, melody in your voice, and, you know, you should think about doing a CD as opposed to a book. You know, maybe do the CD first. So thought about it. I talked to a friend that I knew, and she said, you know, my husband could do the music, and he could master it and arrange it. And because I was trying to go to different musicians, and, you know, everybody's busy. I didn't have the money, you know, that it took to pay somebody to do it. And he was willing to take it on, and he was excited about it. So I just went in the studio. I laid down the poems. And what he did, he was just so beautifully done, I think. He, from being inspired by my words, he created music to go along with each poem. And so I just, you know, I had money saved up. I mean, you take your tax return, you take, you know, I created a bank account that I couldn't touch that didn't have a Mac card attached to it, and I would put, you know, $20 a week or whatever I can. That was into my passion fund, I called it. And it just built up, and I just let it build up until it was time. Everything just kind of came together, and I got him, you know, just thankful to be able to work with him. And then another friend said, well, why don't you do a GoFundMe? You know, maybe your friends will help you get it. Because, you know, it's one thing to get in the studio. You got to pay for studio time, and then you have to actually get this the jacket printed, you know, and the produced.
Right.
You know, that costs money. So I did it. I was scared to do it. I felt, you know, kind of strange doing it, but I figure I'd do it, see what happens. And the response from, you know, people I went to high school with in college who remember, and that's part of the title, The Restoration, they all wanted to take part in restoring that poet, that passionate poet that they knew in high school and college. And it just blew me away, the people, you know, my Spanish teacher from high school, you know, high school was a long time ago for me. And, you know, he contributed to it because he felt so strongly that, you know, you should pursue your passion. So you really just have to have a network of people built up to support you, and take your time with it, find the right person that really feels you and believes in your work. That's really that was really important for me, and pray, because God knows that's the only that's the only way. This, you know, this
and
all
absolutely.
Happens. You have to speak it. You know, people say that all the time. You know, you write down what you want in black and white, and then you speak it, and you start telling people, and you tell this person, and that person, and this person knows somebody who could do that, and that person knows a bass player who's willing to be on your CD for nothing, and you know. It just organically happens, but you really got to stay positive. You got to believe it's going to happen, and just keep. I just kept moving forward. I said, when a door closes, then I know this is not the thing to do. But as long as the doors kept opening and opening and opening, then here I am.
And I'm glad you kept opening and kept pushing. And thank you. Now, so we have the CD out. How can the folks get a hold of this restoration and be restored? How can they get a hold of it?
Well, the best way is to go to tonylovep.eventbrite.com and purchase a ticket to the CD release party on Saturday, August 22nd. It's going to start at 8 p.m. and go until about 12:30. And you, with the purchase of the ticket, includes a CD. So right now, today, the tickets are $15. Today is the last day that they'll be $15. Tomorrow they're going up to $20 and then $25 at the door. But I have a special code for those listening in that when Ricky tells me, I will reveal to Ricky Jones listeners that if they use that code tomorrow, they will still get the $15 price. So, but it's going to be
and
a fun time. And if you cannot make the party and you want a copy of the CD, purchase a ticket. Just put in the note that you CD only, and the $15 will cover. I'll give you an autographed copy of the CD, and I'll mail it to you. It'll include postage and everything. So just go online, purchase a ticket, put in your address and information, and that you want the CD only, and I will mail you an autograph copy. And it's going to be a fun night. It's going to start out with Mocha Soul, who is half of Mocha Soul is my producer, and his wife is the other half. So we're going to have their live band. You check them out. They have a beautiful single out called Just Breathe. After that, we will have, and before them and after them and everywhere in between, we'll have the amazing artist Terrell Kevin Johnson, who is going to do visual art. He's going to, if you go on my page, you'll see the caricature he did of me already, which is fabulous. I love it. And he'll be doing that for people. And he'll be doing some visual art, which is going to be fun. He is a professional clown, so he's going to really be animated, and he'll be doing that kind of in between and before everything gets started. I have three performers that I enjoy hearing who will come on after them. The entire night is hosted by Simply Sherry, who is a phenomenal poet out of Baltimore area, and she hosts a lot of events in that section, and she's just a lot of fun. It's going to be 30 fun, full of love and laughter, and I'm excited to have her MC the whole night. And then after the intermission, there will be me. So I have James Alexander is going to do the poem. Simply Sherry will do something. And then Nikki Powerhouse, who is just an actress, producer. She produced her own one-woman show. You've got to Google her and check her out. It just blew me away when I saw her. She's going to be the last performer you see before you see me. So, and after my part, we're going to open up the dance floor, and it's just going to, because it's a birthday celebration as well. So we're going to have cake and fun. There's going to be a cash bar. There's a VIP section that has a mimosa bar and hors d'oeuvres. It's just going to be one big party. But come, and that's where you can get your CD online, tonylovep.eventbrite.com. And I'm going to have it after the party. I'll post other ways to get it online on my Tony Love Facebook page.
All right, so you know, you heard that. You all heard that. I know I'm going to be there with bells on, and I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yay.
And don't worry, if you missed it, Tony's going to put it on the Hannah Footprints page.
Yes.
Every way that you can get a hold of, she's going to put the link on the page. So make sure that you definitely go to Facebook, Hand and Footprints page, okay? So that's how you're going to be able to go, and that will take you to the direct link. It will also give you her information on how to get a hold of her and everything, okay? So make sure that you go to that page. Now, Tony, I have one last question, well, two questions, actually, and then I'm going to play another track, and then we're almost out of here. I mean, that's how you, that hour goes by quick when you're having fun.
Sure does.
But now, it does, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe the purchase of the CDs and everything that you're doing, a portion of it is going to go back into an arts program, correct?
Absolutely. The Community Arts Center is a client of mine. They so graciously gave me their beautiful Duke Gallery. It's a beautiful gallery. And in return, I'm going to give a portion of the proceeds back to the Community Arts Center. They are in Wallingford, but they do a lot of community support in Chester and West Philadelphia. They've done murals. They do Martin Luther King community days, and they support not just this community but the surrounding community. So it's amazing. It's a beautiful place, but they also, you know, they're not specific to, you know, the suburbs. They allow and they bring children in, and they support the children in other communities to explore art. So I am giving a portion of the proceeds back to the Community Arts Center.
So you have beauty, you have talent, and you have a giving heart. I tell you, that's a triple threat. And did I mention that she was a very, very nice-looking woman, gentleman? She said she was single. So I'm just saying. But, Tony, when people are going and they're getting, you know, they're purchasing restoration, what do you want them to take away from this whole experience of Tony Love?
Well, this is, like I said, a long time coming. It's 10 years. I just did not write poetry at all. I was in a marriage. I had kids. I lost my mother, who was also my best friend, so it just stifled my creativity. And what I want people to take away is, you know, a piece of my heart. I want them to believe in love again, believe in being restored, whatever that means to you, that the restoration is possible. It may take time, but you to believe in yourself and believe that, and have faith. You know, hold on to your faith to carry you to this point of restoration. And it's, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, I'm gonna be 50, and you know, part of me was like, are you really gonna do this now? You know, you got these two kids to raise. Like, what? Why do you wait so long? But why not? You know, why not? And just the support from everybody just affirms that this is the right thing to do, regardless of how long it took or how I got here. So I just want to encourage anyone to keep moving towards restoration, because it's a good feeling.
All right, you all heard that. Keep moving towards restoration. We're going to play one more last track. She mentioned it earlier. And I tell you, everything is not for everyone, and everyone can do everybody. But I have to say, Miss Love, you really, really, and I am a big Phyllis Simon fan, you really put your foot in this, and you gave it such a wonderful, what Phyllis tried to put in her music, you really brought that out, and then also put what people need to get from Tony Love. I truly appreciate it. Truly, truly appreciate it. So I'm going to stop running my mouth, and I'm going to let the track play. We'll come on in, and then we're going to get on out of here.
Thank you.
Meet me on the moon soon as you can, in the middle of the sky, you and I. Lying to my love, Phyllis. No one could have said it better. I want to melt like glue on the pavement in the hot weather when you are near me. I want to stop time and tell the job, the bills, the kids, and the static to hush. I want to ride on the next warm breeze that blows by. Grab your hand and make sure it's just you and I. And slowly climb that ladder to the moon. No one needs to know where we are, just make sure you duck that shooting star and meet me, please. I don't care if it's just for a moment, but a lifetime would be divine. As close to heaven as you and I will be, is walking on the moon, just you, just me. Meet me. I'll make sure you get to work in the morning. We can stop by Jupiter to get you a change of clothes. I just want a moment alone. In the middle of the sky, you and I. Can't you feel that warm love vibe slowly dripping down my thigh? I need you to meet me. Where we can lose ourselves in the moment everlasting. Far away from outside forces that interfere with our gravity. Can you meet me? Don't make me beg. I have the ladder. Just grab a rung and come. Can't you get here any faster? Meet me. You won't regret it, my love, and you surely won't forget it. You'll be set free from all those worldly woes when the moon dust drifts softly between our two. Just come.
Thank you, Tony, for being on with me. Go ahead and give them the code, and you have to be listening to be able to get this code. So go ahead and give them the wonderful code so they can get part of a piece of history and a part of this absolutely phenomenal CD.
Okay. So thank you. So the code, which you can start to use tomorrow when the price goes up to $20, is capital R, capital J, in honor of Ricky Jones, and for all her listeners, you will get a $20 ticket at the $15 price. So, as I said, start using it tomorrow, not today. And I hope to see you at the show.
I know I will be there. Thank you. Again, thank you so very much for being on. Thank you for sharing your gifts. Thank you for just giving of yourself and reminding us that everybody at some point in time can be restored. And thank you for sharing that gift. Guys, if you missed any part of it or you wanted to hear it again, the archives are available as soon as we're finished. It'll be out there. We're going to post it. You can reach me at my email, themsrikkijones@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram under Ricky Jones. Thank you again, Tony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, guys, as I tell you all, if it's not like breathing, don't do it. You see that she has breathed life into this whole CD, and I hope you get a chance to go online and purchase your CD, so make sure that you use the code tomorrow, not today, tomorrow, okay? And that's only for the benefit of folks who have been listening, so you make sure that you tell people who listen. They can listen to the archives, and they can go from there, but make sure that they get a piece of restoration. Thank you so much, Tony. You have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon, and I'll see you next Saturday. I'll see
Thank you
guys Wednesday night right here on Blog Talk Radio with the 15-Minute Conundrum, and next Saturday with Hannah Footprints. Have a great Saturday, guys.